As we move into the new decade, the first phase deal, as it has been described, leaves on the table most of the important issues to American business, and those are unresolved, including the Chinese requirement to provide technology in order to do business in China, its currency manipulation practices, and a more subtle but less well-known issue is, of course, its vast army of subsidies which it provides to its businesses. This tilts the table in a way which dramatically affects any number of industries, but is particularly problematic in the technology sector. We will have to watch very carefully what occurs, but it appears that the first phase was merely an attempt by Mr. Trump to satisfy the ag sector by purportedly increasing purchases, which appear to be largely an illusion. China is also embarking and likely to introduce its own form of cryptocurrency, which will be supported by its central bank and to some degree regulated by that bank. This could have dramatic impacts on international transactions and banking as we know it. How the U.S. and the rest of the world responds in terms of regulatory impact will also be of great interest, particularly in light of the U.S. Congress's response to Facebook when it introduced its cryptocurrency. In this case, it's going to be very difficult to monitor and regulate the Chinese currency, and it will be very tempting for American businesses to use it, particularly when doing business with Chinese vendors or customers. This one is really worth watching because it could have dramatic impacts on the world banking system. On the scientific front, as we move into the new year, a giant star has been dimming markedly over the past several weeks, and scientists are speculating that it may be ready to explode and disappear. This is one of those scientific mysteries that creates tremendous interest for astronomers, and although it's not directly related to our everyday lives, it again points out our relative position in the universe. This is not something that we should let pass by as we begin the new year and look at ourselves in perspective. A conservation home run has been hit on the West Coast in an area off California and Oregon, which is the size of the state of Rhode Island. This area has been shut down to bottom fishing by trawlers for a number of years, and well ahead of schedule, the area has recovered sufficiently that it has been reopened to fishing for rockfish, sole, and Pacific Ocean perch. This is again something which is very important and interesting to the conservation communities, but to all of us as well. The ocean is a vast resource for feeding the ever-increasing populations of the world, and the fact that we can see recovery taking place with proper management means that going forward, we may be able to manage so as to be in a position where it is not necessary to shut down in order to preserve our food supply. Hopefully, everyone will recognize the need for this food supply and its maintenance and take the appropriate steps. GOP strategist Rick Wilson published a list of rules for Republicans looking to display loyalty to POTUS. A, never be the first guy to stop clapping when Trump speaks. B, it is always zero. Memory and consistency is the enemy of loyalty in the Trump world. The U.S. military announced it would halt its fight against ISIS in Iraq. Iranian state television announced that they would not abide by the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal. Thousands, if not millions, of mourners appeared in both Iraq and Iran for the funeral of General Soleimani. Evidence is the fact that he has not read the Geneva Convention, but his Secretary of Defense and State contradicted him. Let us hearken back to Senator McCain when he spoke out against waterboarding and other torture for a very simple and pragmatic reason, and that is, if we do it to them, they are likely to do it to us. Think about all the religious and cultural sites within the crosshairs of the Iranian military, and you might give Mr. Trump's proposal a significant second look. The actions of the Iraqis to date and the president's responses have been reassuring that cooler heads may prevail. John Bolton announced he would testify at the Senate trial if subpoenaed. This adds an interesting dimension because I think it's reasonable to assume if Republicans fail to call him, that he would be a potentially adverse witness, leading to the presumption that he has damaging testimony. If they do call him, then I think it's reasonable to assume he will provide testimony which is likely to exonerate the president.